Chapter 1. God is writing a story. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in days of old. Psalm 44:1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. He made the land and the skies and the fish and the birds and all other animals. Everything he made was very good. Then God made Adam and Eve. He made them to rule over his creation and to worship and obey him. Adam and Eve were perfect, and they lived in a perfect world that God created. But do you know what happened next? God told Adam and Eve what to do and how to live, but Adam and Eve disobeyed him. Because of this, sin entered the world. Now all people are sinners. We are all filled with sin even before we are born. We were made to worship and obey God, but we don't do this because of our sin. This is a big problem. God is a very wise God. He knew Adam and Eve would sin, but God is also very good. He made a way to save us from our sin. He made a way to rescue us. Do you know how he did this? When Adam and Eve sinned, God promised to send a Savior who would rescue them from sin. This Savior is Jesus Christ. For many years, people waited for God to send his Savior. They waited for 4,000 years. Then finally, in a little town called Bethlehem, a child was born. This child was Jesus. Through Jesus, God made a way for us to be saved from our sin. Now he is saving people from all over the world. These people are called his church. They belong to Jesus Christ. They are Jesus' people. Whose story is it? One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Psalm 145:4. From the very beginning, God has been writing a story. This story tells us how God is working in the world and in our lives. We call this story history. God started this story when he created the world. You've probably learned about Adam and Eve and Abraham and Joseph and King David. These people are all part of God's story. We can read the history about them in the Bible. When Jesus came to earth, God kept writing his story. Have you learned about Peter and John and Paul? They are part of the story too. You can read about them in the New Testament. In the Bible, we read part of God's story of history. But the story didn't end when God finished writing the Bible. After Jesus went back up into heaven, his disciples preached the gospel all over the world. They began telling everyone about Jesus and his salvation. God saved men and women and boys and girls. He began to build his church, and it grew bigger and bigger.